Foreign direct investment into South Africa skyrocketed by 446% last year as we slowly move closer to realizing President Ramaphosa's investment target of 1.2 trillion rand worth of investment into the country over the next 5 years. The World Economic Forum provides the perfect platform to interact with potential investors for further support. This with over 3,000 top political, business and civil society leaders in attendance. Jaco Marie, who's investment envoy to the president, joins us on the line now. From that end, to assess how the country's investment case is being received. Thanks so much, Jaco, for your time this evening. So we had Team South Africa all geared up to present South Africa's improved investment proposition at Davos this year. Do you think international investors are seeing value right now?
Well, as you say, Alicia, it's a really wonderful platform to showcase South Africa. So we have had a wonderful few days presenting in various forums, as well as interacting one-on-one with investors. I think the thing for me that really indicates the interest is just the number of senior business people that were desperately trying to get to speak to our president in particular, although we have a very large cabinet delegation as well.
Mm-hmm. Jaco, what are some of the questions you're being asked about doing business in South Africa within the business circles this year?
Well, I think business people are really interested in finding opportunities in this very fractured world. There's so many countries that have their own set of issues at the moment. We're very busy with our issues. But wherever you go in the world, there are other problems. You look at countries like Brazil, for example, that competes with us. They've just been through a very difficult political cycle. So investors are looking for opportunity. And I think because we had 8 or 9 years where in some ways we disconnected a bit from the world, there's a backlog. There are people that want to catch up and spend more money and get more exposure to our country.
Jaco, that being said, I mean, you know, there hasn't been any deflection away from some of the key issues that our country is battling right now. And, you know, that whether it be with regards to conversations around the independence of the Saab and its mandate, the much debated land policy, state capture, these are issues that have rattled investor sentiment. And surely, you know, investors are looking for more concrete evidence of positive shift over and above any lip service before making real commitments. I mean, how true is that, or how reflective is that of the reality?
Well, I think that is why a platform like Davos is so good, because our president is a really strong leader. He comes across as such. And, you know, when asked questions like about the independence of the Reserve Bank and so forth, he answers categorically that these are things that will be dealt with in a sensible way, and I really, you know, do believe that investors trust him, trust his views. Now, clearly, we all know that some of these difficult questions have got to still go through long processes, but with the leadership that we have of President Ramaphosa on these issues, committed to getting to sensible answers, I think most investors are prepared to give us the benefit of the doubt.
Are you seeing a real investment commitments being made to add to what the team's already managed to rake in pre-Davos, or is it still early days?
Well, we're now in a process. You know, I mean, we had a big lead up to the investment conference in October last year. That is now behind us, and every day there are new discussions taking place. There have been some fascinating meetings that we've held over the last 2 days with big companies looking to do things. But as you must appreciate, companies talking about doing something, they don't make an announcement tomorrow. It's part of a process. But the wheel is turning, and we really do seem to have momentum. I must say, I feel much more confident this year than I was feeling a year ago, that's for sure.
Commentary overall, Jaco, has been that South Africa is looking for investment, not for investment's sake, but, you know, the investment to ensure that we create jobs at the end of the day. So you know, how much of that conversation is happening, and how much of that thinking is going behind the kind of deals that are being targeted from our end?
Look, I don't think one can be, you can't be selective. If you want to open up your country to foreign investment in particular, you've got to welcome all kinds of investment. You know, some investment is very high tech. It helps the country improve itself. In that respect, that particular investment may not create a lot of jobs, but other jobs will come from an ecosystem that's been created. So I think it's not for us as investment envoys or the government really to try to push people in particular directions. I think we've got to open up our country, be open for business, be investor-friendly, business-friendly, and the investment will come, all the different kinds of investment will come, and the jobs will follow. There's no question about that.
Jacko, to what extent do you find that you are competing with attention with leaders, political and business alike, who are, you know, undoubtedly distracted by some of the broader global economic issues that are at play?
Undoubtedly, with the world being more fractured, with globalization being much less of an issue, so many countries focusing on their domestic policies, we have to sell ourselves. We're not going to be dragged ahead by a general tide of economic or global economic activity and success. We've got to make our own case and develop our own story. That is much more important, I think, today than it was in the sort of the era of globalization, where the big companies were trying to get into every market. Now they're being very selective.
Yeah. Within that context then, Jacko, with the key players not in attendance this year, do you see new partnerships and alliances being forged as the likes of, you know, China, for example, gets to make its case unchallenged?
No, it's a very competitive environment. You know, you've had many, many heads of state here, whether it be Japan, whether it be Germany, etc. So there's no question that the absence of the US and of the UK is noticeable. But of course, there are many, many other very powerful and big countries here. And you quite rightly point out this is a competitive situation, but we're fortunate that I think we have a good story to tell, and there's no question that our president is really in this kind of forum extremely highly regarded as a global leader. So we're fortunate in that.
Jacko, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us this evening. Much appreciated. Jacko Marie is investment envoy to the president of the country.